One time, ladies and gentlemen. We are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday, time for Discorder Radio. Kicking it off today with TV Ugly. UCLA Yankee Cola is the album, and the song is Trash Party Island. Discorder Radio, CITR.
Ugly?
Well, it's all relative. Is Lenny really that dumb? Is Bonnie that drunk? Is Homer that lazy, bald, and fat?
Oh my God, it's worse than I thought.
See, this is why I don't talk much. Come on.
Discord Radio, CITR 1019. That was Mo and Lenny and Carl and some of your favorite Simpsons characters referencing TV Ugly is what Mo was called. That is what the band, the Vancouver band TV Ugly, featured in this month's issue of Discorder Magazine. That was the inspiration behind the name of the band. There you go, the clip of Mo being TV Ugly. Hey guys, what's up? It's Wade along with Matt Muse.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to see you, Matt. Liz Holliday is on a new assignment, so she's going to be away for a couple of weeks. Which means we're lacking the female voice of reason, but we'll
do our best anyway.
We'll at least give you some FemCon to balance things out. But yeah, TV Ugly there featured in this month's copy of Discorder Magazine. Well, at least for a couple more days, it's still officially this month's copy of Discorder Magazine. We have a brand new issue in our hands, actually. Here we go.
Yeah.
Got the fresh magazine smell and everything. We're going to be talking a bit about what's to expect in that issue coming up later in the show. But another reason we wanted to play TV Ugly is because they are part of an event that's happening this Saturday. This Saturday at the Astoria. It is the CJSF, our sister station over at SFU. They're having their 12th annual FM party. They officially got an FM license, I guess, this week, way back in 2003. And in honor of that, a bunch of local bands, including TV Ugly, also along with Malk and Mittens and Ace Martins, are all going to be playing the show. $10 at the door. Doors open at 8 o'clock. It should be a great night. A lot of your friends from the CITR community are going to be there. And I will try to make an appearance as well, but there is so much happening on Friday night in the city. We're going to talk more about that throughout the show. But right now, let's play a couple other bands that are going to be playing on Friday night along with TV Ugly. The first one we're going to play here is a band that was actually the cover band exactly 1 year ago right now, Supermoon. This is their track, Grounded. And once again, you can see them on Saturday night at the CJSF 12th Annual FM Party. Supermoon on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
Hey, this is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
When did I get older? Someone tell me why. I look into the mirror.
Adrian Teacher and the Subs from the Sorta Have To album, When Did I Get Older, on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9. Adrian Teacher, formerly of Apollo Ghosts and Cool, or Cool TV, and Amanda Pizzuti, who is also part of Cool. She's jumped on over to join Adrian in his, I guess, I'd say solo pursuit, but I guess now she's technically part of the subs. We also have Julie Dorian, Adrian LaBelle, and Chris Arific as part of that group. They are going to be at the Astoria on Saturday night, along with many, many other bands at the 12th annual FM party. Congratulations to our sister station, CJSF, 12 years on the FM dial, which is just about 20. Wait, we've been on the FM dial now since 82. So, yeah, only 21 years behind the CJSF, but we're proud of you and we're going to support you on Friday night at the Astoria. Also, before that, Supermoon, we heard from them. They will be playing as well. Ace Martins, TV Ugly, Mittens, Malk will all be there at the Astoria on Friday night. Saturday night. Sorry, I'm jumping back while jumping ahead, jumping all over the place. But let's stay on the Astoria, go one night earlier. Friday night, there's going to be a different show happening there, a very different show, but nonetheless, it should be a great one. A bit of a punk hardcore show featuring the likes of Needs, Brass, and Softus. Brass, you may recall, was the Discorder cover band back in February. A great shot of them all hanging out in the bath drinking champagne. A shot that made its way around the Vancouver media scene. But we want to credit Costa of from the CITR community for taking that photo. And they put on just an amazing show. I've seen them twice. And even though the first time we heard them, actually we played them back in January, February, and I think all of us collectively were like, I don't know about this. And then I saw the show, and it was just so damn entertaining. Like, they're literally throwing beer on the crowd. These guys are just give their all, 110%, blood, sweat, and tears. And trust me, there is lots of blood. Both times I've seen them, the lead singer has ended up bloody. So they'll be playing alongside of Needs and Softus at the Astoria Friday night. And we're going to kick off a bit of a 1-2 punch right now. Oh, by the way, also, same price for both nights at the Astoria, $10, and doors open at 8. We're going to start it off with Needs. The track we're going to play is called Walk, Cycle, or Take Transit Like Jehu. I was Googling who Jehu is, but Matt Muse always knows the music news. Going to fill us in on what the Jehu reference is all about.
Oh, yeah, the esoteric reference going on here is to a, I guess you'd call him like, post-hardcore or like sort of before emo was a thing. They're just kind of like mathy, rocky kind of stuff from the 90s. The band was called Drive Like Jehu. And the guitarist in that band, John Reese, has gone on to be in a bunch of other bands. The singer, Rick Froberg, has been in some other bands. They were in a band called Hot Snakes. John Reese is probably most famous for Rock from the Crypt, which is like one of my favorite punk rock bands. And they headlined Sled Island in Calgary this year, back in June, on like a reunion tour. And between John Reese and Rick Froberg, they play at Sled Island. One of them has been at that, one or both of them have been at that festival for the last like 5-6 years. It's ridiculous.
Are they from Calgary originally?
No, they're from like, John Reese is from like San Diego, and I don't remember where Rick Froberg is from, but yeah, no, they're American, but they just really like Sled Island, I guess.
Well, Needs from Vancouver, picking up on that reference, and this track is called Walk, Cycle, or Take Transit, all the opposites to drive like Jehu. And we'll stick around for some Brass right after this, a bit of a 1-2 punch on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Oh! From September 10th to October 2nd, the Mobile Art Tin Can Studio will travel to four sites and set up mixed media collage workshops. Participants will have the opportunity to explore election issues while engaging in a creative, tactile activity. The workshops are free, all supplies are provided, and no technical skills are necessary to participate. Go to creativepublics.ca for more details.
Yabba dabba do, it's your boy Big Snoop Dogg, and you're watching Narwhal's Video Vault.
Hey yo, come check out Narwhal's Video Vault. On Friday, October 2nd, make sure you catch the one and only Narwhal the Human Survey at CITR, located at the lower level of the new sub at UBC, where he will be talking and playing a variety of his famous interviews, ranging from Kurt Cobain to Wu-Tang Clan, all the way to Kendrick Lamar and Jay-Z. This event will be free and open to the public beginning at 12 p.m. on Friday, October 2nd.
Well, thanks so much, Wu-Tang Clan. Keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-da-loo-doo.
Do-do.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Deal of a deal. That's Tristan, Devin, Rory, and Zach, aka Brass, from No Soap Radio. Their album was just released this past summer. Great tune there. Really enjoyed that. Nice little 1-2 punch with Needs. You can check out both those bands along with Softest. They are playing at the Astoria on Friday night. Friday's got a big, busy night in town. The Boom Booms and Michael Bernard Fitzgerald are playing at the Commodore. Die Mannequin in from Toronto, playing with Fake Shark Real Zombie at Venue. And if you're thinking for something a little more, a little different, still musically related, but not in the same vein of just going and watching a show, Gang Signs, a band that is good friends of CITR. We've been playing them and seeing their shows many times over the years. And of course, all the guys in Gang Signs are part of other bands. Peter Rick is quite busy with Humans. Adam Fink seems to be drumming in about at least a dozen different acts. I actually went to a show once where Adam was like the drummer at the Cobalt for like every single band that was playing that night. But yeah, Gang Signs, they're back with a brand new EP, and they're having a bit of an album release party. It's actually an album release slash logo art show. So they're actually looking for people to submit logo designs for the show. They've got an open submission. If you want to submit your logo, if you're an artist, you've got until Thursday, October 1st, to submit your logo. So you can go to gang.signs.contact@gmail.com. Otherwise, check out their Facebook page for all the information. And that show slash art show will be at an untitled art space at 436 Columbia on Friday night. Goes from 7 to 11. So if you're going to be in East Van, you could always go to that show for a little while, then maybe head on over to the Astoria to check out Needs and Brass. So in honor of that, we're going to play some Gang Signs right about now. This is brand new Gang Signs. The track is Tonight. Gang Signs, again, having their logo art show and EP release on Friday night, and this is the track Tonight on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Mesa Luna with Waster, and before that we heard Gang Signs with Tonight. Funny enough, those bands, when we organize a show, we always try to like play music in a two-pack that kind of sounds alike. So we thought, well, Mesa Luna and Gang Signs sound a bit alike, so we'll put them together in today's show. And then when we took a look, as I was researching more about the Gang Signs art party on Friday night, turns out that Gang Signs and Mesa Luna are both playing a show together 1 month from now, November 5th, at Fortune Sound Club. So obviously they're way ahead of me on that one, but there you go. Get to report on it for you for that show. Fortune Sound Club should be a good one. And I hadn't heard much of Mesa Luna. I was really enjoying that track. So Good stuff. If you want to read up more on Mesa Luna, you can pick up this month's copy of Discorder Magazine, a great little feature on them written by Ewan Thompson on page 17, a great story of Justice McLennan and Alex Cooper, a couple of quote-unquote lonely bedroom producers who were tired of playing alone, so a mutual friend introduced them so they could discuss the technical side of music production, but they decided to, they had both pieces of the equation, so they ended up hanging out more often and bringing their computers together and forming the musical magic you just heard right there on the track Waster. Once again, that was Mesa Luna, and they will be playing with Gang Signs on Friday, November 5th. Okay, so we're about the halfway point of the show. What's happening in CITR land, Matt?
Well, it's getting to be October, and you know what that means, Wade. It's time for CITR's annual Battle of the Bands competition, Shindig.
That it is. Yes, indeed. October the 5th is when is actually the deadline for the submissions. The first show will be later in the month. But if you have a band that would like to apply, I mean, this thing has been going on for over 30 years. It used to be at the Railway Club for years and years and years, and it just got moved to the Hindenburg last year.
Everyone's not so much anymore, but last year it was everyone's favorite hot new venue.
It was just It was just like Hansel from...
so hot right now.
From Zoolander. Yeah, it was so hot right now. But hopefully it'll be back, and we'll get a regular thing going again there this year. I mean, in the past, bands such as the Pack AD, Japan Droids, Mystery Machine, they've all been successful Shindig participants. Actually, funny enough, none of those bands actually ever won Shindig, but they all went on to great success without the help of winning Shindig. But it's a great competition. How it works is there are 27 bands that will compete over the course of 9 nights, 3 bands each night. One band will emerge as the winner. It will go into like the finals or the playoffs, I guess, if you will. They have 3 nights of semifinals, and then one final night usually will take place. Last year took place in early February, and it should be another great season for Shindig. And as I said, there are still a couple of spots available. So if you're listening right now and you have a band and you're looking for a chance to exercise your talent, you can sign up. You can actually go to the brand new CITR website, CITR.ca, just launched last week. It's a beautiful looking website.
During this show, in fact. It went live during this show.
Really?
Yeah, last week.
Exciting times. Anyway. There you go. That's a nice little claim to fame. But of course, big shout outs to all the technical producers who put in lots of hours and hours of hard work to make it look as good as it is. So all the information about Shindig is on there, all the prizes and everything too. If you sign up, you could win great prizes like a showcase spot at North by Northeast or Canadian Music Week or Music Waste. You get consultation with Nimbus Recording, studio time, mastering, all this good stuff. So don't waste any more time. We got to October 5th. Sign up right now, and you might be the next Shindig winner. Speaking of which, let's play something from last year's Shindig winners. These guys put on 3 great shows on their opening night, semifinals and finals, and beat out Funk Shui and Skim Milk to become the 2015 Shindig champions. From the album Dandelo, it is Still Creek Murder with a track TV Headache. On Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Burn out my eyes like I was born to. A cathode ray kind of mind. I bend my neck, that shape. Like I was born to rest a new city's name. Yeah, new square. The night owl's talent is sharp and desperate. I'm in a fucking state. I said I'm in a fucking state. Like I was born to. Thank you.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Tuesday, October 6th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. Free admission.
For September's Discorder magazine, go to sea with Francesca Belcourt.
I've been alone for a while now.
Also featuring articles on TV Ugly, Other Jesus, DWAC Zine, Mesa Luna, Vivo, New Editions, and Jessica McQueen. Discorder is available around town at Vancouver venues, record stores, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Victory Square, Accordion Noir, Union Events, Neptune, Viv, Fringe, Recruit in Canada, The Rio, The Rickshaw, Vinyl Records, Project Space, Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association, Live Van, and AMS Events.
This is how I will remember.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Back in Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Economic Life by Phoenix Thunderbird. And prior to that, in the set, we heard Still Creek Murder with TV Headache. Still Creek Murder was last year's Shindig winner. Shindig 2015, beating Funk Shui and Skim Milk at the Hindenburg. Once again, Shindig 2015/2016 season gets underway next month, and you have until October the 5th to get your band submissions in. Go to our brand spanking new website, which looks so damn good, CITR.ca, for all the information to get your band in at Shindig. Yes, this is Discorder Radio, the audio baby of Discorder Magazine. We got a few minutes left in the show, and we've been talking a little bit about the September issue because we only have a couple days left in the month of September. We actually have the brand new issue here, the October issue. Don't want to give too much away. Want to wait till October begins. But I've been looking at some of the, just kind of peering through, there's some great album reviews already, including Francesca Belcourt, who is our September cover artist, the current cover artist for a couple more days, and a great little review written by our very own Elizabeth Holliday, who's absent today. But Liz, I got to say, I haven't read many of your reviews before, but you're an excellent writer. If I could just share this one little snippet here about that she's written about Zongs. Francesca Belcourt's Zong sounds like a bedroom album, not in the sexy way, though the argument can certainly be made. Rather, more like the soundtrack to a long night where you don't leave your bedroom, burning a few long unused candles, alternating between self-reflection, listening to records, and perhaps some solo dancing. That is a very good call, Liz Holliday, and you're going to get to hear that for yourself right now. We're going to play some Francesca Belcourt. She is a September cover artist, formerly of the synth-pop duo Moo, but here she is on her second solo project. The album is Zongs, and we are going to play the track In Between. Francesca Belcourt on Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
You might appear in my dreams. You could. Yo, what's up? You're hearing my voice right now? This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Class Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. A bit of a relaxing rhythms double shot there. That was Teen Days with the title track to their brand new album, Morning World, off Paperback Records. Teen Days, nice little write-up written about them in the upcoming October issue. A bit of an album review, nicely done there by Alex Lenz. And prior to that, we heard an album review written by our very own Liz Holiday on our September cover artist, which is Francesca Belcourt. And from the album Zongs, we heard In Between. Okay, so show's almost done. But before we close it up, we want to talk about something that's happening tomorrow night in Vancouver. Maestro. Oh, yeah. There you go. Wait for the vocals to come in here. Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. Nice. The answer is easy if you take it logically. For all you Paul Simon fans out there, there is a great little tribute night happening tomorrow night at the Biltmore. It's the Paul Simon tribute concert for Sing It Forward. Yeah, amazing lineup of artists, including Said the Whale, Hey Ocean, Bear Mountain, Good for Grapes, Bestie, J.P. Maurice, Don Pemberton, Louise Burns, Tanya Aganaba, Parker Bosley, and more. All going to be performing tomorrow night at the Biltmore, all playing their favorite, Paul Simon songs. This track here, which I love, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, the hot rumor is that the Mounties are going to be covering this one. Yeah. I was actually hanging out at Kitts Beach today when Steve Bays happened to jog by me. We had a bit of a chat, and he was telling me about the show and how he's excited now. They're in the process of learning this track, and so I'm sure it'll be a great show tomorrow night. $15 to get in at the Biltmore. All proceeds go toward Sing It Forward. It goes toward the St. James Music Academy. And once again, an amazing lineup of musicians to be performing their favorite Paul Simon songs. It's officially called the Biltmore Over Troubled Water Paul Simon Tribute Concert. Tomorrow night, doors at 8 o'clock, $15 for tickets. And you can hear many amazing bands playing their favorite tunes, including the Mounties. So we're going to play them in just a quick sec, but a quick shout out to our buddy Mike. He's coming in next to do Flex Your Head right after this. Thanks again to Matt Muse for all your great technical prowess today.
Well, thank you.
Excellent. And we will see you next Tuesday for the start of the brand new month into the month of October in the October issue. But in the meantime, hope you have a great weekend, enjoying lots of great live music. And if you get a chance, go to the Biltmore tomorrow night to help support a great cause. And you can check out these guys doing their best Paul Simon. This is Mounties to end the show with If This Dance Catches On. Thanks for listening. It's Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
catches.